This is the last Tuesday in this month. And since the beginning of the month, we've been going through accessing your next level. And I'm sure that many of us will, some of us will have started accessing our next level, while some are already preparing and some are already getting to very close to their next level. But my desire and prayer is that all of us, we attain the next level, that glorious level in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I will also talk on accessing your next level, but I now say the knowledge way, the way of knowledge, knowledge way. Now, you know, for you to access something, to get to a particular place, you need to find a route or a path that you will get there. So the road that we are taking tonight is the road called knowledge. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 15, and that's my text today. It says, the heart of the prudent or a discerning person acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge or getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Next level is where you are expected to move to. That's why God is telling us we should access it. That means there's a next level that is meant for us. Now, when you talk about next level, it differs with individuals. A child's next level may be to go to school. For some people, it is getting married. While to some, is to have children. To some, is keeping their home. While in some instances, it is how to get a job. In some cases, it is starting a business. While on the other hand, in some cases, it is how to grow the business. Your next level is dependent on where you are presently in the journey of your life. You know, where you are now is the next level for somebody. Where somebody else is could be your own next level. There's a journey of your life. And so, as you continue to move, as you progress, for instance now, while some people are clocking 30 in marriage today, some people are just planning to get married. Now, the people that are already celebrating 30 today, their next level is another phase. While somebody is actually planning to even get married. Some are even praying that they will have a spouse to say, how are you? So everybody has his level. But if you now want to jump level, it may be a challenge, but for you to even get to your next level requires some things. And one of the major ones, which we are discussing today, like I said earlier, is knowledge. What is constant through all of this is that when you talk about next level, it's a new experience. It's meant to be a new experience. When you talk about next level, it's a new experience. A new journey. It's meant to be a new and better life, actually. Many of us have an idea of what our next level should be. We have an idea that this is, I'm supposed to now be here. This is where I'm supposed to get to. Some are confused though. They don't even have an idea. But everyone desires to have a better life. Everybody. A business that is struggling should have a new level of abundance. A sick person will desire to have a better health condition. A perpetual failure will desire to have a new life of success. A successful man will desire to be a man of influence and more success. Now, you remember the story of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez. saying, because I bear him with sorrow. So when they had that man Jabez, they named him Sorrow. And the man knew that that was not, it was supposed to move to another level. This is what he did in verse 10. The Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. So what now happens to him was what we saw in the opening passage, which is verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. This was a guy that was giving battle, and his mom could not think of any because of sorrow. And they named him a name that wasn't good. But the guy, at some point in life, like some of us will desire also to move to the next level now, at some point in life felt that I was not supposed to be on this platform anymore. I need to move forward. And he cried to God. And God honored him, and he became more honorable than even his. So I only said this because we are talking about accessing the next level, and I'm trying to charge us to desire a next level that is better than where we are now. Now, I said accessing the next level, the way of knowledge, or the knowledge way. Now, when we talk about the knowledge way now, we'll talk briefly today on that special road called the knowledge way, or the way of knowledge, that leads to a better and desired next level. Knowledge is the facts, information, and skills acquired through experience or education. That is knowledge. Facts, information, skills. When you go to school, all you have gone to gather in school is information. Then that information helps you to hone your skill. It's all about information. That's knowledge. So that you learn it either through education, through experience, knowledge is key. Knowledge is about acquisition of information. Information on how to do something, how to get something, how to produce or grow something, how to win a battle, how to penetrate a target market, how to get a new strategy, how to win generally, whatever is it. It is knowledge. Once you are able to acquire information on something, you are acquiring knowledge. Information, therefore, or knowledge, therefore, is acquisition of information on how to access your next level. How to access your next level, knowledge. Going by our text today, knowledge is something you have to deliberately go after. You have to. It says, I'll read that text again. It says, the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge. A discerning person, that's the prudent. And the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Is seek for knowledge. Is sought out knowledge. Those who do not pursue knowledge are seen as fools. When you see somebody, you don't care about acquisition of knowledge, heaven sees you as a fool. How do I know? Proverbs 1:22. It says, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. How long? Once you are a man that does not give it, that doesn't enjoy knowledge, acquisition of knowledge, you are a foolish person. Do you know why they are called foolish? It's like someone who wishes to travel overseas, but not willing to get a passport. Someone who wishes to have a multi-million business empire without starting a business. A student who wants to be the best in school but not ready to study. That's the way you are. You want to attain, you want to become, but you are not ready to give in or acquire or seek knowledge. You are just a fool. You are just like that man who thinks he can travel without having a passport to travel. If you are smart, you go for knowledge. And I believe all of us are smart. as God is inspiring the church, is inspiring us to say, move to the next level. One of the things that we must have is to be ready from today to go after knowledge. Go after knowledge. Proverbs 15 verse 14 says, the heart of him that has understanding seeketh knowledge. When you have understanding, you understand that it is knowledge that you seek for. But the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. When you have the heart of man that has understanding, his heart will be looking for knowledge. Seek knowledge, brethren. Why? Knowledge, like wisdom, my friends, is a treasure. Knowledge, just like wisdom, is a treasure. Colossians chapter 2 verse 3 says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They are treasures. Treasures. A treasure is something of high value. It is not common and not easily accessible. And no wonder many don't want the stress of accessing knowledge today. They don't want to go because it's not common. You know, it's a treasure. You don't see treasure just on the floor. You go for it. You don't just see gold. You don't just see diamond anywhere. You go for it. It's a task. It's a work. That's why a lot of people, they want it cheap. They want everything in an easy way. They avoid knowledge. Even for a nation to be great or move to a higher level, they must embrace a knowledge-based economy. Even a nation. God does not give a nation orange juice or petroleum products. He gives them orange trees and crude oil deposits. It is knowledge that is needed to convert God's given natural resources into wealth, into job opportunities, into infrastructures, and greater economic development. It is by knowledge. At creation in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, God made man and gave him the mandate to manage all his other creations. In fact, in Genesis 2:15, at the garden, the Bible says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. He gave him that mandate, that I have created all these things, but you have a responsibility to tend, to cater for them, it is your responsibility. And why are some people not having success in that regard? And some do. Why? It is knowledge. It's all about knowledge. Isaiah 5:13 says, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. When you have no knowledge, you go into captivity. You go into bondage. He says, and their honorable men are famished. If they are power. Without knowledge, hunger is knocking. He says, I'll repeat it again. He says, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished. And their multitude, the general now, dried up with thirst. They drive up with thirst. You see, the irony of life, brethren, is that the nation with knowledge or that embraces knowledge are called by God to liberate his creation. You know, especially here in this part of the world, we claim to be closer to God than other people. And we pray for God to help us, for God to deliver us, for God to feed us. And you know what God will do? It goes to people that understand what it means to have knowledge. Then it will now motivate them to come and deliver you his own righteous people. That's why you see some people, they are Christians. They pray 24 hours a day. They go to the mountain every time. But it is people that you think are not very serious that will be feeding you. It is those people that you'll be working for. Why? Knowledge. Unfortunately, many people today, Christians, they suspend their brain for Christianity. They say, we are crying to God. We are praying to God, but they lose their mind. They don't understand the capacity that God has given them and then to seek knowledge. So what is the purpose Okay, sorry. What I was saying, for instance, have you not seen how China, America will come to Nigeria to help us? Meanwhile, China, they don't even believe in God. They don't believe in Christ. Yet, the Nigeria will go there, cap in hand, begging for loan, begging for them to fix our rail, begging for them to do everything. America is our Lord, so to speak. Why? What is the difference? Knowledge. Knowledge. So, what is the purpose of knowledge? It is to sharpen our skills and develop reasoning and problem-solving abilities. That is knowledge. It sharpens your skills. It develops your reasoning and problem-solving abilities. So, how does it work when we talk about knowledge? Knowledge gives us power to know how to control the forces of nature and use them for getting benefits. You know, when you acquire knowledge, it gives you power. You know, they say knowledge is power. But it's not just power. What it does is that it gives you the power to control the forces of nature. Everything, the natural resources, everything God has given you, it gives you the ability to control those forces and use them for a benefit. When you have the right knowledge, there are higher chances that you make the right choices. And that also definitely will change your life for better. Once you acquire right knowledge, usually you make right choices. Knowledge makes everything simpler. Knowledge makes everything simpler. So, what are the advantages that I feel I should talk about? Advantages of knowledge, of having knowledge, seeking knowledge, going after knowledge. Benjamin Franklin once said, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. When you invest your time, your resources in acquiring knowledge, ultimately, the interest you will get is more. No matter what happens, the one thing that cannot be taken from you is your mind. It can't be taken. And you see, when you acquire knowledge, you are developing your mind. So, and nobody can take anything away from your mind. And the more you know, the better prepared you are to tackle the hurdles that life throws in your way. The more you know. I think it was Henry Ford that he said, take everything. It's factory and everything. He said, take it from me. Take me to the desert. I will build something again. Why? Because it's not those things that he was doing that make him. It is what is here. And what is here was acquired through knowledge. That's the power of knowledge. So you must, for us as in this church, everyone here, and those people that are watching online, one thing that we must work at is acquisition of knowledge. Just go for knowledge. Positive knowledge. Hence, the advantages of knowledge are, number one, a man of knowledge has a better chance in life. A man of knowledge has a better chance in life. Daniel chapter 1, 3-5 says, "And the king spake unto Asphenas, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge," that is, possessing knowledge, "and understand science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace." Verse 5, "And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king." See, of so many people, many slaves, only few can stand in the palace. Others will just be serving villagers. They'll be serving the masses. But there are some people, you know, slaves as level. There are some of God's slaves that will be oppressing the others. The palace boys. The king wanted to appoint the palace boys, but they have criteria. One of the key criteria is that they were looking for those who have knowledge. Otherwise, they will be there, they will have no value. They had no value to the palace. So the man was looking for people of knowledge. When you have knowledge, out of so many people, there's chance that you have that you have a better opportunity than them. Two, knowledge makes you indispensable. You become a sought after. Indispensable. First Chronicles chapter 8 and verse 18 says, and Huram sent him by the hands of his servants. Let's listen. Huram sent him by the hand of the servant. They were saying something to Solomon. Look, servant, ships, and servants that had knowledge of the sea. Knowledge of the sea. See, it's like you want to operate either your business or whatever inside the sea. There's no amount of resources you have. You can't jump into the sea yourself, except you have understanding of the sea. If you don't have the understanding and you have all the resources, you will give those resources to guys who have the understanding of the sea. That is why you see the sailors, they make it. Because there is their territory, they have the understanding. That is why you see the pilot, they make waves. They make the waves up there. Nobody can, if you jump 10 times, you will jump down. You can't drive, you can't fly a plane because they have the knowledge. They will take advantage. Guys that have knowledge now, they've gone to space. Knowledge. While we are here, pray and hoping that one day we can, Nigeria can try. You understand? So, once you have knowledge, you are indispensable. They'll be looking for you. Once you have capacity for knowledge, you acquire knowledge, and you have knowledge better than your peers, forget it. They will look for you. Number three, knowledge gives room for prosperity. Proverbs 24 verse 3 to 4 says, true wisdom is an house builder, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. He said, by wisdom you build your house, you have a home, whatever. He said, by understanding it is established, because you need understanding. But for prosperity to come to your home, it is knowledge. Knowledge brings prosperity. So go for knowledge. Number four, knowledge enhances your wisdom and makes you more powerful. Proverbs 24 verse 5 says, a wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make the war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. So wise man is strong, and you know everybody wants to be wise. But when you are wise, you are strong. But say a man of knowledge, that strength that you have, knowledge will help you to increase it. That's the power of knowledge. It enhances your wisdom. It helps the wisdom that God has given to you. It helps it, and it makes you more powerful. Number five, knowledge gives you security and life. Ecclesiastes 7:12 says, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. When you have knowledge, your wisdom can help you. When you have knowledge. Imagine the number of people that die cheaply due to ignorance. Lack of knowledge. Just see some people, they say, I just died. Some people, it's just to check their BP. They don't have knowledge. Some people, it's just to do something, you know, about their health in a particular way. But they lack knowledge and they just die. You know, knowledge is power. For instance, if you have knowledge on self-defense, although this is physical, you instantly have power over those with intention to harm you. When you have knowledge of self-defense, and they come, let them come. Karate. Don't try me, oh. Now, number six, knowledge gives you opportunities. Matthew 14:35 says, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, that is knowledge of Jesus Christ, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and were healed. But the thing is that they had the knowledge of Christ. They have the knowledge that the capacity of Jesus Christ. And because they had the capacity, they understand what Jesus Christ can do. They have the knowledge of who Jesus Christ was. They took advantage of it. They brought people and they were all healed. So it gives you opportunity when you have knowledge. Examples of those who have traveled in the way of knowledge. Jesus, for Jesus to fulfill his ministry, he had to study, learn at the synagogue. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 and 49 to 49. He was a 12-year-old man. In fact, his parents thought he was following them back home. They had to come back. The guy was studying. He was acquiring knowledge because he knew he has a higher level to attain. Upon conversion, he was sent to a man of God, Ananias, for knowledge. Acts chapter 9, you read that also. In fact, Paul was such a man given to acquisition of knowledge. No wonder, even in prison, Paul would be asking, please give me my notes, give me this. He was reading, studying, even inside the prison. He understood. No wonder, he wrote more than half of the New Testament, the power of knowledge. The apostles could not make a mark until they've acquired knowledge through a 3-year training at the feet of Jesus. They were trained for 3 years acquiring knowledge before they started to excel in ministry. Even God constantly visited Adam and Eve in that garden to fellowship with them and allow them to gain knowledge. Unfortunately, lack of wisdom and understanding failed them. You see, when Moses sent his team to spy on Canaan in Genesis chapter 13, verses 17 and 20, or to 20, what he was doing was to have the knowledge of how things run in that area. He asked them, he said, go and check. What type of, that is like a researcher. How does it work? What is their land like? What is the size of this? Who are the people there? He was acquiring knowledge. Everybody here, I'm sure, knows Apple. He said, okay, this is an Apple product. This is iPad. You have iPod. You have so many. Apple. And the man who established Apple is called Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, the founder, his own idea was, when they started, he said, we started out to get a computer in the hands of everyday people, and we succeeded beyond our wildest dreams. And all of us are celebrating him. But what most times we did not mention is that they said Steve Jobs started out as someone who had an interest in gadgetry and electronics. He continued to enhance his knowledge by being an intern at Hewlett Packard. So he was acquiring knowledge from HP, Hewlett Packard. So if a Steve Jobs could seek for knowledge, internship, who are you not to seek knowledge? You see, I was talking about the road, the way of knowledge to access your next level. Failure to use the road of knowledge is what I want to talk about. One of the problems of many countries in Africa, like Nigeria, is not giving value to knowledge in governance. These are countries where men with little knowledge of how things run in the contemporary world rule over the people. The result will be such that the nations will not grow beyond the capacity of the leaders. You know why we are here, where we are now in Nigeria today. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 16 says, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child or childish, and thy princes eat in the morning. Can't you see your National Assembly people? All they do is just wine, dine, enjoy. He said, woe to you, a nation, where your king is like a child. And you see, a child does not have much knowledge. So when you have a leader that has little knowledge, there's a problem for that nation. And so, election will come next year. Brethren, think well. Because whatever happens at the national level affects you. It affects your pocket. So think well and vote right. C.E.V. Vachem says, a country is in for trouble when its rulers is childish and its leaders party all day long. ELV says, it is very bad for a country if the king is like a child, and it's very bad for a country if its rulers use all their time eating. I read somewhere that you will not grow beyond your knowledge. Ignorance cannot bar prosperity. You can't reap purple on a mango tree. empty sacks can't stand upright. It's not possible. When you have no knowledge, you can't attain much. And I remember a young man, he went to school, he read accounting, he studied economics, he worked, and then after some time, he found himself in an engineering environment. And then he had to manage, and he realized that he was lacking in knowledge, you know, and he was already growing old. But you know what he did? He went back to school to read engineering. That young man is me. I went back. Don't care whether you are an economist or an accountant. You can acquire knowledge at whatever age. So, whatever your goal in life, how to acquire knowledge, get a mentor. Go to school. Read or study. Do a research. Ask questions. Apprenticeship. Seminars. Conferences. Be curious. Be a listener. Teach others. Practice. And I say to you, brethren, stop being an island. You can learn from anyone. Drop your pride and ignorance. There's no age limit to learning or acquiring knowledge. Knowledge is the raw material for understanding. And for wisdom too. Without knowledge, there's nothing to understand. Without knowledge, there's no wisdom to apply. It is ineffective. In summary, knowledge is the key to success in life. Knowledge is key to success, to power, to respect in high places. It's the key to one's personality. Based on knowledge, one gets a job, a living, and gains. Respect, you gain respect among fellow people. Henry Ford, I love that man. He said something. He said, if money is your hope for independence, you will never have it. The only real security that a man can have in this world is a reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability. He said also, whatever your goal in life, the beginning is knowledge and experience. So I say, as I round up, for your marriage, get knowledge. For leadership, get knowledge. For business breakthroughs, get knowledge. For effective management, get knowledge. For political leadership, get knowledge. For new business, get knowledge. For expansion, get knowledge. Above all, to get to your next level, give attention to knowledge. God bless you. Praise the Lord.